is number two, and can you crack the case? The Chofetz Chaim Foundation puts out Adarabba every week, an unbelievable pamphlet, an unbelievable paper that comes out, which can help us work on our Lashon Hara and our Benom Chaveroi and Dan Lekavskos judging another person favorably. One of the stories they had there this week was there was a person who came to shul, and he sits down, getting ready for davening, has a sitter out, schomish, and then he hears some ruckus in the back. He turns around. He sees a man enter. Behind the man, three young boys with a bag of snacks and a bag of toys, and this guy rolls his eyes. He says, oh my gosh, this is going to be right now? This is what shul's going to be? He says, you know what? Maybe it's not going to be so bad. Maybe they're really good kids. They're going to play outside the hallway. But shul continues on, and sure enough, they hear that bag open, and then the snacks ruffling. That's 2 minutes in. It's not going to go up here from hill. It's only going downhill. And he's starting to see, he's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then he hears the toys start clunking out and the kids start fighting. And he's like, what? He's like, this is ridiculous. The man takes his kids to shul. Why? Because he wants to give his wife a break. She probably had a long Friday. She needs some freedom. But her freedom, her sitting, reading her mishpacha magazine, whatever she's reading, is causing me to have a horrible time in shul. This is against Benom Lechaveroi. You're not allowed to do this. It's against Benom Makom. It's a zilzul. It's sullying the base medrash, the base kinesis. This guy on all fronts, he's not doing the right thing. And this man is getting more upset at the guy with the kids, more upset. And soon, then the kids start fighting. And he's like, I'm going to finish davening. And I'm going to give it to him. And it's going to be the biggest mitzvah. I'm going to say, Hashem, I'm doing this for you. Like Pinchas got up like a zealot and went and got Zimri. I'm going to get up. And this guy, he's never going to bring his kids to shul again. They're going to stay home until they're older. They're not going to make disruption. By this time, the kids are throwing chairs and they're fighting and they're screaming. And right after Aleinu finishes, something unbelievable happens. Pause. What is it? Now, if you were able, and if you didn't pause yet, I would suggest pausing to think, what could be the Dan Lekavskos here? How could this man possibly Dan this man and his children Lekavskos and say, really, there's something to say that they did the right thing and they're okay, and I shouldn't be so angry with them. So, if you didn't figure it out, this is what happened. After Aleinu, there was a Kaddish. The man gets up with his three boys, and they all say Kaddish together. This man and his three boys had lost the mother, the wife of the family. There was no one to watch the kids at home, tragically. So what did they do? They came to shul with him, so they could say Kaddish for their mother. That's what they did. So why were they there? They were there to say Kaddish for their mother. For him to say Kaddish for his wife. This was not giving his wife a break. She's not coming back. The man who was watching all this, first of all, caused himself unneeded tsar. If he would have been down the kavschus or asked somebody what was going on, he would have completely been removed. But because he waited till the end of shul, because he gave them at least that much space, that much dignity, he stopped himself from making the biggest mistake he probably ever would have made by going up to a father of children who lost their mother, a man who lost his wife, and berating him for bringing his kids to shul. Hashem saved him. But the lesson is that we must always try and judge people favorably. Anytime we see something we don't understand, figure out a way to understand or say, I don't understand. And the best thing we can do is never to chas v'shalom hurt another Jew. Because even if you feel that you're in the right, this person shouldn't be doing what he's doing, for sure, the correct way to go about it is never to give off your anger, your instability, your bad parts to another Jew. Maybe have a conversation, do it in the right way. But the best thing we can do is crack the case and be dan lekavschos.